You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, or God forbid, a killing field. I believe politics ought to be an arena for peaceful debate.
President Joe Biden live from the Oval Office last evening in a rare appearance. And Selena Zito, as you have reported, and Paul Alexander, Paul Rasmussen, in a conversation with former President Donald Trump, saying that his Republican National Convention speech will be completely different than it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, he told her that it was a, quote, humdinger, and he was going to go after President Biden's policies hard. And now he says that the assassination attempt has shifted his perspective, and that what's been going on gives him a chance to bring a message of unity.
And joining us is Dr. Jerry Shuster, who's an expert in presidential rhetoric, has been teaching this for a long time, most recently at the University of Pittsburgh. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
After following the tragic and dramatic events, historical, around the world from the weekend, it was on the eve of this convention, and they'll continue in Milwaukee this week, but you might suspect it will be much different than what we would have heard otherwise, correct?
Correct. And I think strategically, you know that the candidate, former president, would be strategically, let's put it this way. He's going to take advantage of the situation, and as well he should. Will he change his style? I think he will for, you know, temporarily, at least for the convention. I think he has to. I think their his method of delivering and his rhetorical style, I think, will probably be apparent in the next week or 10 days. It'll return to fairly standard Donald Trump. But I think tonight's speech, and he is going to take full advantage of the opportunity, as well he should, but I think it's going to be an effective one, probably one of his most effective presentations.
Well, normally during a convention week, the candidate on Thursday night gets the big center stage, accepts the nomination. But we were told that there is talk that there will be a speech by Donald Trump tonight.
Yeah, ordinarily, what he would be doing today or tomorrow at the latest would be announcing his appointment for the person who would his running mate, likely to be J.D. Vance. But that said, that was without the what occurred on Saturday evening in Butler. But I think that he needs to make sure that in his discussion, he follows the lead of the president in identifying the new method and style of dealing with politics and situations, going after the issues rather than the person.
Dr. Schuster, Paul Rasmussen here. The convention speaker lineup has been shifting here in the last few days. I was curious to get your analysis on the addition of Nikki Haley as a speaker at the convention.
Well, I was very much surprised when that occurred. If you go back in the not-too-distant past, probably 3-4 months, and you look at the characterization of Nikki Haley of Donald Trump, you would find out that, I mean, you would be thinking, whoa, wait a minute, how could she ever say anything positive after some of her statements? But this is so typical of politics, and am I not surprised? I think, yes, I am surprised, but at the same time, I'm not surprised at her comments now. You know, she's clearly on the team of Donald Trump. And she would have made an ideal vice presidential candidate. I'll tell you that right now.
Is that, you think, ruled out? I know you mentioned J.D. Vance as maybe the odds-on person, but then he released a statement on Saturday night that was very incendiary, and I'm sure he's been told to tone that down. If, or maybe it's changed the possibility of him being the running mate.
Anything is possible at this point, because the one thing that you have to give Donald Trump credit for is he has not indicated in any way, shape, or form his favorites among the, you know, those persons. There are about four persons who are identified as favorites at this point. He's not indicated which way he's leaning. Could it be Nikki Haley? Yeah, indeed it could. And this would be very appropriate, given her background and given the state of the nation, and especially given the fact that President Biden has a female as his vice president. Would be perfect. Strategically, ideal. And rhetorically, she has no problem in making her points very clear anytime.
Well, it sounds like if everybody thought they knew what they were going to hear for the most part this week, I think there'll be a tune-in factor, because it's going to change, and it'll be interesting to hear how it changes, especially the conversation that Donald Trump had with Selena Zito, indicating it will be completely different.
Dr. Schuster, I'm wondering if this acceptance speech on Thursday will not be one of the most watched acceptance speeches in a couple of decades.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, and I have to tell you that I think this convention in general will be one of the most watched conventions in recent history for any one of a number of reasons, not the least of which have been the what has occurred and what has stimulated the major adjustment in and the strategy for the former president.
Well, we'll check in later this week if you don't mind, Doc. And
absolutely, be happy to.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Jerry Schuster, an expert in presidential rhetoric, on the Big K Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.